What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? We here. We here. Huh? We here. We here. Energy. 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 Listen, man. I'm approaching my mid-30s. Couple years. As you can tell, I'm probably more fit than anybody 10 years younger than me. Easily. As you can tell, look at the guns, look at the biceps, huh? Huh? Look. Look at him. I'm trying to stay like this till I'm 70 plus. And by the time I'm that age, obviously they'll have certain things that I could take that I could live much longer than that. You know, us humans, we used to live 900 years or so. You probably ain't know that, though. Hey, man, get off looking at celebrity topics and actually learn about our ancient history, man. Because one day our ancient history is probably going to pop up in our face. Then we're going to really know exactly who we are. Welcome to another episode of Think Pieces and Conversations. Welcome to another one, man. You know what I mean? Before I start, we must start with, it's a possible rest in peace to TikTok that's happening right now. It's possible. It's a possible rest in peace to TikTok. I built an audience on TikTok. Maybe not the biggest audience, but I put in a lot of work for those couple hundred followers that I had on TikTok. A lot of brainstorming, a lot of trial and error. I found errors in my trials and I became victorious in some. Some of them even went semi-viral. Shout out to me. Shout out to me, you're. Crazy day, man. It's a crazy, crazy turn of events that's happening in our societies. What I've come to realize is, don't allow yourself to be overwhelmed. Actually, if you're overwhelmed, just accept being overwhelmed. That's the key. Accept being overwhelmed. Accept being overstimulated. Accept being just being hit with information everywhere. Unless you put your phone down and lock it and turn on do not disturb. Like the hard do not disturb where your mom can't get through. Unless you plan on doing that, stop complaining, man. Just get in the trenches with us. We in the trenches. This is really no joke that's happening here. But at the same time, don't be fearful. This is you alive. This you're supposed to learn and gain power and knowledge through this. You here for a reason. You here to be better than the guys that didn't make it. You understand? As you're moving out here in these streets, as you're moving out here driving to Sam's Club, driving to Walmart, driving to the girl house, driving to your house, walking in the airport, flying, you just gotta, I need some of y'all to just wake up. Y'all gotta get up and wake up. Y'all gotta, a lot of y'all move like zombies. A lot of y'all look like y'all just don't want to live. Y'all just look like y'all don't. It's like, why am I alive? Why is the sun, the beautiful sun beaming on me? Like, that's how some of y'all look. Y'all need to have some enthusiasm as y'all doing everything. And through how y'all do shit, I could tell if I want to hang out with you. I could tell that you, if you have a low, mid, or a high IQ just by how you drive. Just by how you just do shit. It's like, why you did it like that? As a man that's been regarded as somebody that has high intelligence by my peers and by people who has had a conversation with me, by people who have had conversations, listened to me, listened to my thoughts on certain things, they can tell that I have an above average IQ. That's through conversation, though. Let me ask the audience a question. If you're watching, shout out to the people with above average IQs. I could tell when somebody is not that smart or just plain stupid by how they turn at the red light. You know, in Georgia, you could turn at a red signal unless it says do not turn. I could tell just by how you drive, just by the way, how wide you turn, how fast you turn. Just how aware that you are. What are you looking at when you're driving? Huh? Just little things that tell me, oh, this person is stupid in front of me. I shouldn't be mad. It's just an idiot. Another idiot. If you drive a caravan, you know them joints that slide? The joints that slide? Like, one of them joints? I don't think anybody with a high IQ drives that shit. Some of y'all don't even got kids in them cars. Y'all like them cars. Like, y'all like them cars. Every time when I see these people driving these caravans, whatever the cars are that has a slide doors, every single one of y'all drive 15 under, 10 under, whatever speed limit it is on the road. Y'all turn awkward. Y'all just do everything awkward. When y'all backing out of a parking space, y'all barely look. Like, the IQ is low. The IQ is low. In my opinion, the IQ is low. I could tell by somebody's IQ, unless you got like eyesight issues. Like, y'all don't, people with low IQs, they listen with their emotions a lot. They don't read. They think that Fruit Loops and the off-brand Fruit Loops is the same. Like, they're not the same. They don't taste the same. Like, low IQ people don't have, they don't grasp the concept of subtleties in certain things. Because this looks like that, I don't mean this is that. You're an idiot. And it's fine. Idiots have a place in this world. Smart people have a place in this world. Disabled people have a place in this world. Extremely athletic people have a place in this world. Extremely capable people have a place in this world. Extremely incapable people have some type of place in this world. The other day, I'm walking through the airport and I'm going to a destination. I'm not late. I'm always early to a destination. I'm always early to the plane. So I'm walking towards my gate on A Concourse over in Hartsfield Jackson Airport. And, you know, it's early in the morning. There's no traffic. It's like, it's cooling. You cooling. Like, how could you not get to your plane early? How could you not? So I'm walking to my gate and then there's a gate over. Plane is about to go out. This shit going to, they're playing going to Miami or something. And I'm like, wow, that plane goes out in 15 minutes. There shouldn't be nobody there. It's a good time too. It had to be like an 8:30 flight. It's like, oh, if you actually want to go home, you would make that flight. You would. There's some people that still have the nerve. You didn't get up early. You didn't give yourself time to get up early. You didn't make sure, like, yo, listen, we got to get up early, set that alarm clock for 5 o'clock. We got to get out of here in an hour. You choose to bring your ignorant self, knowing that you coming late, still arguing with the gate agent. You still arguing with the gate agent. Like, for real? You came late. You're not accountable. Somebody not being accountable is a sign of low IQ as well to me. It's a sign of low emotional intelligence to me. Those people I don't want to be around, man. You making a spectacle because you made that error to not leave wherever you was at early enough. Be accountable for your shit. I like intelligent people. I like smart people. I like people that I ain't gotta read their minds too much, because I know they're gonna just do the right shit. It's like, I already know what she on. Like if I gotta wonder anything and I'm right, then it is what it is. I'm right about what I'm wondering, and there's no pressure. I got shit to do. I ain't got time to be in my feelings about nothing. A lot of things is just a waste of my brain power, man. A waste of my bandwidth up here in my head. My bandwidth only could stretch so far because I'm thinking and doing other shit. Some people take you for granted. Taking somebody who's great in your life for granted is just another sign of low IQ, low intelligence. I don't know if it's emotional or just how smart a person is. It's a sign of low IQ, man. You gotta think, understand who you're around, understand these people are blessings to you, man. No, I'm not gonna be agreeable all the time. I'm not an agreeable person. Somebody being too agreeable is a sign of non-intelligence as well. If that shit don't make sense, guess what? I'm not with it. I'm cool. I'm cool. If it don't make sense, I'm cool. If you don't like how I said something, I'll change it. But guess what? Whatever I said, the contents will be the same. I'm your friend, not your fan. So if you expect me to... This goes for anybody, men, women, children, it don't matter. If I'm a friend of yours, if you expect me to be your fan, you have another thing coming. I'm not your fan. I'm your friend. Them other people that be gawking over you, and I'm not one of them. And if I show that type of affection or appreciation for a person, you should not take that for granted. That side of me doesn't come often. It's the little things that matter to me. What are some other things that spark your that make you read somebody's IQ? What is that? What's some other things, man? So many other things. The way you put on your glasses, the way you, the speed that you walk when you're going somewhere. If there's somebody in front of you, like, this is a crowded area, you know there's gonna be somebody in front of you, but yet this person is still walking at half speed. That's a sign of low intelligence to me. That's a sign of low intelligence to me. If you've been using a piece of technology for mad years and yet you still don't know how to use it, that's a sign of low intelligence to me. Now we cooking now. Expecting things that you do not give, that's a sign of low intelligence to me. You don't understand how this world work, especially at a certain age. Not understanding how to read the room, that's a sign of low intelligence to me. Maybe it's of a higher intelligence. You have no awareness. Awareness is intelligence. I know how to read the room too well. So people might, damn, why you acting funny? Shit, the room says shit is funny. And I usually be right. Being too nice, that's a sign of low intelligence to me. That's a sign of low intelligence to me, being too nice. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But this was another episode of Think Pieces of Conversation, man. I appreciate y'all coming out. This is your host, E Left Earth. I'm out of here.